Good evening. Shabbat Shalom. Please join me in saying the Ana Bekoach. Ana Bekoach, Gedulat Yemincha, Tatir, The sequence has a gematria of 506 and connects us to the phrase Ahavat Hinam, unconditional love. The letters of the month of Shvat, the Tzadi that created the constellation Dali, the water carrier, or the water bucket, or the bucket, and the Bet that created the planet Shabtai, planet Saturn. Together they have a gematria of 92, which connects us to the unity of the physical and spiritual worlds. Kabel rinat amcha sadbeinu taharenu no Kufreshayan, Sintet Nun. These six letters spell two Hebrew words, Kra, which means tear up, and Satan, which means is the name of the negative force that gives us free will. The same six letters can be rearranged to spell Sha'ar Katan, small gates, and reminds us to guard our gates, our eyes, our ears, our nose, and our mouth. Na gibor dorshei yehudcha kivavat shamrim. Nun gimel dalet yud kaf shin. Nun gimel dalet has a gematria of 57. And connects us to the Hebrew word zan, which means sustenance, parnasah. Yud Kaf Shin is a sequence that helps us take back the energy we've given to the negative system through our mistakes. Barchem tacharem rachamei tzidkatcha tamid Betetresh, Sadi Tav Gimel. This sequence connects us to the Sefirah of Netzach and one of its attributes, which is eternal victory. Chasin Kadosh Viro Tuvcha Na'el Adatach Het Kufbet Tet Nunayim. This sequence connects us to the Sefirah of Hod and its attribute of appreciation and thankfulness. Yachid Geye Lamcha Pene Zokre Kiddushatach Yud Gimelamet Pezayin Kuv. This sequence helps to speed the spreading of the wisdom of Kabbalah during this, the sixth millennium, during this, our generation. Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziyakatenu Yodeya Talumot Shinkuk Vav Tzadiyutav. The first two letters, Shin and Kuf, have a gematria of 400, representing the four worlds times 10 Sefirot times 10 Sefirot. 400 is a number connecting us to perfection, to completion. the last four letters have a gematria of 506, just like the first verse. And it also connects us to the phrase Ahavat Hinam, unconditional love. And we learn from this that the process to reach completion, the process to reach perfection, can only be achieved through the injection of unconditional love in each and every step in the process. And the eighth verse we say in a whisper. Tonight we are studying the Zohar, the Parsha of Bishalach. Before I begin, does anybody have any questions? If you're on the conference call, please touch star 6 to be heard. We do have people present with us tonight reading. So we may get some questions from that order from time, from that location from time to time. We're reading section 14, and removed, and it came and stretched out, starting with verse 160. Vayihi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kunanei Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Kunanehu. Tachatze b'hahi sha'ata ishtalim sichara mikola v'yarta shavin utrein shemachan kadishin v'idlat sidrin hadha itlabisha v'idro dechesed ila'a Shabin Galifin Tim Hiru Diaba Ila'a Ian Hirla. Come and see. At that moment, the moon became full, which is Malkuth of all the aspects, and she inherited 72 holy names on three sides, namely three columns. One on one side, Malkuth was attired with the crowns of the supernal chesed, with 70 engravings of the light of supernal lava illuminating her, which is the secret of removed. The question is, what does at that moment mean? What moment was that? Well, the Torah is in these verses is talking about the transformation from the pillar of fire going behind the Israelites and the clouds coming in front of the Israelites. And yet it is still night. And elsewhere the Zohar explains that this moment is a moment when judgment comes into effect and takes control. They were about to exercise judgment against both the Israelites and the Egyptians because the system is not set up unless God is involved himself. The system is not set up to exercise judgment against one person and not against another. Against one situation and not against another. That's why we say this is a perfect world. Judgment is always perfect. Mercy is always perfect. Miracles are always perfect. Meaning, they come as appropriate based on the laws of cause and effect. Verse 161. Sitra tinyana idla bishat berom he the Gehura Bashitin Pusei Denua Vyasara Dila Din Chatu Misitra Dima Ila Abani Musei Galifin. On the second side, Malchut was attired with the spears of Gehura, meaning the judgments in her, by 60 lashes of fire and 10 lashes of her own that descended from the side of a supernal Ima in set judgments. And this is the secret of the left column and the passage, and it came. These two verses are really talking about the three verses associated with the 72 names of God. There is the first verse, which is Chesed, the second verse, which is Gevura, and we'll read about the third verses shortly. But the whole idea of what's in control, only one of the three aspects can be in control at any given moment. Judgment in control means mercy is part of judgment. Mercy in control means judgment is part of mercy. They support each other because the ten sephirot are always unified. Verse 162. Si tra telata e id la bishat bilvushe argevana de la vish Malka ila'a kadisha ikrun tiferet viarit vira kadisha visha vinitrin ila'in mesitra viabadi ma vehu kalil lechai sitra ulchai sitra. On the third side, Malchut was attired in a purple garment that the supernal king called Tiferet wore, in which the Holy Son, who is Tiferet, inherited with the 70 supernal crowns from the side of Abba and Ima. He includes both sides, namely the right, which is Chesed, and the left, which is Gevura, which is the secret of stretched out, the secret of the third verse. In the spiritual worlds, it is only the Creator Himself, who is capable of manifesting judgment and mercy together at the same time. The whole idea of the creation of the third column, where both mercy and judgment appear together, mercy is always supposed to be slightly above, slightly stronger, slightly in control over judgment. Right is supposed to be over left. But there are times when left will arise and take control of the right. Understanding these three, that the reality that we in our world have no ability to actually be in Tiferet because there's no affinity between any human being and Tiferet. Tiferet representing positive and negative at the same time. Tiferet representing Chesed and Gevura together in balance. But yet this is what we strive to do. This is what we strive to accomplish. And this is what we do achieve. Verse 163. Utrain itrin mesitra Yabave mavi inun shavin Utrain shabachan Betane nan mesitra Yechesed shavin utrain Sachadin mesitra Digvura Shavin Utrain Sofrin. There are two crowns from the side of Abba and Ema, which are Ayin Bet names. We learn that there are 70 from the side of Chesed, plus two witnesses. From the side of Gevura, there are 70 plus two scribes. From the side of Tiferet, there are 70 plus two colors for glorification. These three verses, they're chapter 14, verse 19, 20, and 21 of Exodus. They each have 72 letters. 70 representing the 70 nations, and 2 representing the nation of Ishmael and the nation of Edom. And ultimately there is a third nation called Israel, which balances both. But the 73rd nation is concealed. The 73rd letters in each of these three verses is concealed. 73 is the gematria of Chokmah, the gematria of wisdom. And wisdom needs to be concealed. Verse 164. U'chayatar itgalif chad Bechad Ve'istalik Shema Kadisha Vraza Dirtika Vehaka Itkalifu Avahata Leit Habira Bechad Behu Shema Kadisha Galifa Beatoi. In this place, namely Malchut, they are engraved one in the other, so that the 72 crowns in every column are combined with each other, and the holy name emerges from them, which is the secret of the chariot, for they become Ayin Bet names, each one consisting of three letters. Here the patriarchs are engraved, which are Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet, the three columns to be joined together. Thus is the holy name Ayin Bet engraved with its letters. This verse is describing, initially, the relationships between these three verses. One represents right column, one represents chesed, one represents gevurah, left column, and one represents tiferet, the central column. Verse 165. Serufadi Atvan Ilain Atvan Kadmae Lashimin Kasidran Biorach Meshar Begin Dekuhu Atvan Kadmae Ishtakahu Bechesed Lemechach Biorach Meshar Besidura Metut Khan. The combination of these letters are as follows. The first set of letters, namely the 72 letters in the passage and the angel removed, are written in their order in a straightforward manner, because straight is an indication of chesed, and all the original letters are in chesed, namely in the right column, to follow a straightforward manner in a proper order. The Zohar is at this point starting to explain to us how to build the 72 names from the three verses. In reality, there are seven ways of combining these three verses. To my knowledge, only two have been revealed. We could reveal the other five. We understand how to build them. But in our generation, I don't think there's anyone who knows whether they're positive or negative. The two sets that have been revealed are clearly positive. And there should be two sets that are clearly negative. And there are two sets that are both. But then what would the seventh be? It would be Malchut. Is Malchut positive or negative? When Malchut is fulfilled, it's positive. When Malchut is in judgment, in lack, then it's negative. Atvan tinyane rishimin begilgula lemafreya begin dekulhu atvan tinyane mishtachu begvura legala adinin vizinin viadyan misitra dishmala. The second set of letters, namely the 72 letters in the passage, and it came, are written backwards, meaning they are written from below upwards, as written together in the second diagram. All the second 72 letters pertain to Gevura, so as to reveal judgments and weapons that come from the left side, and that when they are in reverse order, they allude to judgments. The verse is clear from what I've said earlier. Verse 167. Atvan velita e inun atvan rishiman liachazaa kavdin liitatra b'mao ka kadisha v'kola be'mit chabran u'mit kashran v'hu itatar b'atro v'yorach meshar v'rashim l'chai sitra Uchai sitra kemalka ditatar bekola. The third set of letters, namely the 72 letters in the passage, and Moshe stretched out, are letters that are written so as to expose the colors, which are the judgments with which to adorn the Holy King, which is the secret of the 72 colors of glorification. They all join and are bound to him because he is the central column. And he glorifies in his columns, in his crowns, in a straightforward manner, and makes an imprint on this side and the other side, namely to the right column and to the left column, as he establishes the illumination of both of them, as a king who is adorned with everything. The third verse, the third set of letters, could be laid out straightforward, starting at the top, right to left, and coming down. But then in the middle, maybe reversing itself and starting at the bottom and going left to right, as is done with the second verse representing Gevura, representing judgment. And that's the essence of what is the meaning of the central column. The Zohar is teaching us that the central column follows what's in control. So it's not that half of the letters come forward and half in reverse. They all follow the same pattern of whatever is in control. Verse 168. Haka itrashim shema kadisha galifa b'ayin betevin demit atre b'achavata ratika kadisha ila'a v'itema hane atvan Talita'e memtet lavinun ketivin minchon biorach meshar kesiduran umimchon lemafreya liyisrae lechai sitra ulchai sitra dehatanenan atakonanta mesharim Kucha barichu aved mesharim litre sitre ukti v'habarichach v'habariach hatikon v'toch hakta rashim v'gomer da kucha barichu Rabbi Yitzhak amar Da Yaakov Kol Achad. Here is marked the holy name engraved with 72 letters. That is 3 times 72 letters in each of the 3 columns, combined and joined together, and they form 72 words. Each word consists 3 letters from the 3 columns that are adorned with the patriarchs, namely Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet, which are the supernal holy chariot. He asks, why is the 3rd group of letters not written in 2 ways, part of them straightforward and part of them in reverse? In order to be equal to both sides, meaning to the right column and to the left column, since it sustains the illumination of both. Because we learn that you have established equity, a verse from Psalms, means that the Holy One, blessed be He, establishes equity and sustains on both sides. It is written in the middle bar in the midst of the boards, which is the Holy One, blessed be He, namely the central column, that sustains the 2 sides. If so, it should have been written half straight like the right column, and half in reverse order like the left column. Rabbi Yitzhak said, this is Yaakov, and it is all one, because Yaakov also indicates the central column. The verse is describing that we need to all stay in the same direction and not split in the middle of something. Verse 169. Ela l'malka d'ihu shalim mikola, date shalim mikola, ma'arche d'chahu malka, anpo d'chirin, v'shim shatadir, v'gin d'ihu shalim, v'kad da'in da'in letav v'da'in levish, V'yalda ba'eli istamra mineman dihu tifsha chame anpo demalka dechirin v'haikhan v'la isit rahmar mineu man dihu hakima af algav dechame anpo demalka Nehirin Amar Malka Vadai Shalim Hu Shalim Hu Mikola Date Shalim Anachame Divhahu Nehiru Dinayati Vait Kasya Aagidela It Kasya Deilav Hakila Yehe Malka Shalim Vialda Ba'eli Istamra. He answers, this is similar to a king who is perfect in everything, and his mind is wholesome. What is the custom of this king? His face always shines like the sun, because he is perfect. And when he judges for good and for bad. Therefore it is necessary to be guarded from him. He who is stupid sees the shining, laughing face of the king, and does not guard himself from him. But even though he sees the face of the king shining, the wise man says, the king is surely perfect and complete. In everything his mind is whole. Yet I see that in that shine there sits judgment. But it is concealed, even though it is not visible, because otherwise the king would not be perfect. It is necessary to be cautious. This verse from the Zohar describes all kinds of spiritual regulations and cautionary subjects. It's teaching us how to behave and how to deal with the world cautiously. Know that the world is good, but there is judgment involved in the world. And as such, sometimes judgment can be harsh. And even though the shining of the light, the shining of the world, will always be there and always be good, the snap of the judgment, the bite of the judgment, can be painful. And we have to be cautious. Verse 170. Kach kuchabari hu shalim tadir Bahai gavna buhai gavna Avala itchazya Ela bin hiru Yapinu gin kach Inun tipshin Hayavin la istamran Mine inun Hakimin zakain amrin malka shalim hu af al gav dian po itchazyan mechirin dina itkasya begave begin kach bae leistamra mine. So it is with the Holy One, blessed be He. He is always perfect in His manner, and in this manner and in that manner, meaning in the right side and the left side, but He only appears with a shining face. Therefore, these wicked fools are not cautious with Him, but the righteous wise men say, the King is perfect, and even though His face appears shining, judgment is concealed within it. Therefore, it is necessary to be cautious with Him. Is that a second warning or a different spiritual law? Verse 171. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mehaka Ani Hashem Lo Shaniti Lo Deligna Teatar Achara Beit Kalil Kola Chane Tire Gavne Beit Kalilan Begin Kach Kola Yorach Mesha Itchazyan Ve'af Al Gav Diatvan. Achidan Lechai Sidra Ulchai Sitra B'Sidran Ketivin. Rabbi Yehuda said, from here we can answer the question of why the 72 letters of the central column were not written half forward and half in reverse. For it is written, for I am the Hashem, I do not change. A verse from Malachi, which means I did not move to a different place. Even though the two columns are included in me, still in all I did not change myself. Because of this, to jump to the left aspect. Rather, I remained in the right aspect because everything is included in me. And these two colors, white and red, are included in me, namely in my chassidim. The illumination of the left is not visible in me, but in Malchut. Therefore, all the letters that are in the central column appear in a straight way, even though the letters are attached to both sides, namely to the right and left. Still in all, they are written in their order in a straightforward way, giving us an answer as to why the third verse is all written in the straightforward manner rather than half and half. Verse 172. Vayisa malach ha'elohim ha'olech lifnei machane Yisrael v'yelech me'acharechem vayisa amud ha'anan mifneichem v'ya'amod me'acharechem ad kan sitra chadach hesed Le Avraham, Amar Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Berita Chatze Razada Kadatika Kadisha on here. Lemalka on here lay at the itrin lay the king itrin Kadishin Ilain Kad Matan Legabe Mat Atre Avahata Beshata Demit Atre Avahata Kedain Hu Shalimu Pdekola Kedain Matronita Natla Bemat Lamaha Behahu Shalimu Diahavahata Bekad Mit Atra Siku Hon Kedait Barka Urshuta Dekola Bidaha. And the angel of Elohim, who went before the camp of Israel, moved and went behind them, and the pillar of the cloud went from before their faces and stood behind them. Until this point is one side, chesed to Abraham, the right column. Rabbi Shimon said, Elazar, my son, come and see this secret. When Atika Kadisha shone upon the king, who is there on Din, he illuminated on him and crowned him with the supernal holy clouds, holy crowns, which are the light of Chasidim of supernal Abba in Nima, the first three Sephirot. When Chasidim reached him, the patriarchs, who were the three columns, Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet, were adorned, then there was complete perfection. Then the queen went on her journeys with that perfection of the patriarchs. And when she became adorned with them all, the three patriarchs that are the three columns, then she was joined and has authority over everything. Verse 173. Ke Gavna Da Shema Kadisha Khalifa Yato Drishimin Virtika Ila Akadisha Itura Diahav Diahavahan. Similarly, the holy name is engraved with the letters that are imprinted on the supernal chariot, for they are the adornment of the patriarchs. Verse 174. Amar Rabbi Yesa Ashkachna Barazada Bitkiyuta Devar Hamenuna Saba Tilat uvkein 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 Lekav lechane tilat Vekachu sidura amar rabbi yosei Kola it kalil b'chai shema Kadisha v'istem Be'ish tekach ishlimu Irtika kadisha it be'. Rabbi Yisa said, we found this secret in the blowing of the shofar of Rabbi Hamuna Saba, the elder, three times. It says, thus, thus, thus. That is, in this, in thus instilled the of you. Thus spread the of you, and thus give glory. But it does not accept, thus shall the righteous. They correspond to these three passages, and the angel removed, and it came, and Moses stretched out. This is the order, three and no more. Rabbi Yossi said, everything is included and concealed in the holy name, meaning that all three columns of the name Ayin Bet are included in Malchut. So we find that the perfection of the holy chariot is in Malchut. Therefore, there are four times 72, the three columns, Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet, and Malchut. Therefore, thus is also four times, meaning that he mentions also, thus shall shall the righteous. In the prayers of the High Holidays, in the Amidah, there are additional words and modifications of the Amidah, the standing prayer, that is said three times a day by Orthodox Jewish people. On High Holidays, on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur, there are four Uvchens, numerically valued 72. And those four words are added to bring the 72 names into this prayer, into this connection. And this is what the Ari explained from this verse in the Zohar, and it's what the Kavanah, the intention, when one reads these words, is to have, of unifying the 72 names and manifesting them. Verse 175. Amar Rabbi Shimon Chai Hu Shema Kadisha Itura De'avahan De'mitatra Begilu Fai Hu Be'chibura Kachada Shalimu Dirtika Kadisha Ve'it Kalil Be'arba'in Utbanya Tevunta dihu shalimu dekola vikara desharashin. Rabbi Shimon said, this is the holy name, the adornment of the patriarchs, who are Chesed, Gevura, and Tiferet. For they become adorned in their engraving when they join together. They are the perfection of the holy chariot, which is included in 48 words, and is the perfection of everything, and the mainstay of the roots. I'm not familiar with where the 48 words come from, so I'm not really clear on what this verse is alluding to. Verse 176. Tachate kufa de ilana, Ani Aleph Nun Yud Resha Vekol Anfe Ilana Vehu Veha Itaru Havraya Kelala Dianafin Venofa Visharasha Biharbain Utbanya Tevin V'ha'it reshim be'itlat almin ilain u'gimel almin tatain. Come and behold, the trunk of the tree is the name Aleph Nun Yud. That is found in the middle of the 72 names, namely the 37th name. The top of all the branches of the tree is the name Vav-He-Vav, which is the first name of the 72 names. The friends have already observed that the whole of the branches and the trunk and the root are found in 48 words, meaning in the first two-thirds of the 70 words. So it is etched in the three upper worlds, which are Chachma, Bina, and Dat, that are included in the first 24 words, which are Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet, that are included in the second 24 words, which are Gevura and the left column. Three times 24 is 72, so this is the discussion, this is the understanding of the 48. It's a way of understanding these attributes associated with the 72 names. What it's saying here is that the first 48 are representing the right column of sharing, even though Gevurah is in the second 24. Lekav le kadosh 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 Adonai Tzevaot kadosh leila kadosh be'emsaita kadosh letata kadosh chesed kadosh kevura kadosh tiferet v'kulhu v'shavim utrein itkelifu kimad itmar Barich hu, Barich shemei, Yalam ulamei, Almina, Amen. Corresponding to these, Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet, in the three columns of the name Ayin Bet, is Holy, 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 is Hashem Tzevaot. Holy above in Hachma, Bina, and Dat, Holy in the center in Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet, and holy below in Netzachod and Yesod. And so the holy, first holy is Chesed, the second holy is Gevurah, and the third holy is Tiferet. That is, as was written before, that Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet are the secret of Chokmah, Bina, and Dat. Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet, and Netzachod and Yesod, they are all engraved in as explained. Blessed is he, blessed is his name, forever and ever. Amen. This verse in the Zohar is bringing all the perspective. We know the story of the verse, holy, holy, holy. All, everything is holy. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzevaot. Adonai Tzevaot is a name of war, and the war is always against the desire to receive for oneself alone. And it's explaining the intention one can have when one says this verse of connecting to the 72 names and how these relate to each other. Verse 178. Amar Rabbi Yitzhak B'sha'ata D'sharu Yisrael Al Yamacha Mu L'kama Oklosin L'kalaba D'yavlin L'kama Mashar Shiryan Me'ela V'tata V'kuhu B'ku B'knuk P'ya Alayhu D'Yisrael Shariu Bitlo me goyaku dilchon. Rabbi Yitzhak said, at the time that Israel camped by the sea, they saw many multitudes, many soldiers, and many camps, above and below. They all came and gathered against Israel, who started to pray from their anguish. Verse 179. We're running out of time, so I will finish this section by reading only the English. At that moment, the children of Israel saw trouble on all sides. The sea with its towering waves was in front of them. All these multitudes and all the camps of Egypt were behind them. And above there were many prosecutors against them. They started to cry to the Holy One, blessed be he. Then it is written, and Hashem said to Moshe, why do you cry to me, Matita Chalai? We learned in the hidden book that to me is exact, for it is the attribute of Zeranpin, because it all depends upon Atika. At that moment, Atika Kadisha was revealed. Goodwill was present in all the worlds above, and then the collective light shone. One of the explanations of Matita Chalai, and the answer, or the idea of why God said, why are you crying to me, was telling them, you're sending your intention. Your intention's not correct. You're calling out to me, Zeranpin, and it's not up to me. I'm not in control. It's on a higher level than me. On the level of Atika Kadisha, on the Keter level, the seed level. And that's a really amazing teaching. Verse 181. Rabbi Yitzhak said, then when everything shone together, the sea executed the supernal laws, namely the commandment to drown the Egyptians and save Israel, because those above and those below were given over to it. Therefore we say that administrating children, longevity, and sustenance are as difficult before the Holy One, blessed be He, as the splitting of the Red Sea. And everyone says this. What is the reason? Because splitting the sea depends on Atika, as written in the former paragraph, as well as the number of children one will have, the length of one's life, and the sustenance are all a function of the Keter, of the Atika Kadisha. Verse 182, Rabbi Shimon said, there is one deer on earth, and the Holy One, blessed be He, does much for her. When she cries, the Holy One, blessed be He, hearkens to her distress and listens to her voice. And when the world needs mercy in relation to water, she utters voice and the Holy One, blessed be He, hearkens to her voice. Then the Holy One, blessed be He, has pity on the world, as is written, as the heart pants after the water brooks. A verse from Psalms. Verse 183. When she needs to give birth, she is stopped from all sides. She places her head between her knees, cries and screams, and the Holy One, blessed be He, has pity on her. He sends a snake that bites her genitals and opens her and tears that place for her, and she gives birth immediately. Rabbi Shimon said, in this matter, do not question and do not test Hashem, for this is exactly so. When a deer is giving birth for the first time, her womb is not open, and she is unable to open it herself. And if not for the mercy of the Creator, she would die. But He always sends a snake who happens to be around and who bites her womb and opens it in two bites, one for judgment and one for mercy. And it is at that moment that the birth of the doe takes place, or the birth of the baby deer. And the last verse of our section. Thus Hashem said, save Israel that day. And Israel saw Egypt dead. The Holy One, blessed be He, showed them the minister appointed over Egypt, who He had passed through the river of fire that was on the shore of the upper sea, which is Malchut, dead. What is the reason He died? As there is no death among the angels? It is as we have established that He was removed from His dominion, and it was considered for Him as death. There is no death in the spiritual worlds. So how can we be describing the death of an angel, the minister of Egypt? And yet Hashem showed to the Israelites the death of this minister, the passing of this minister through the river Dinur, the river of fire. And the whole idea sometimes Hashem shows us mercy. Sometimes Hashem shows us judgment. Sometimes Hashem actually manifests both together. And this is what makes understanding the spiritual system so difficult. It is almost 11 o'clock. Our time is up. Does anybody have any questions? Sunday at 10 a.m. will be giving a class on the holiday of Tu B'Shvat, the New Year of the Trees. Come and learn how the trees relate to and reflect and are examples and manifest restriction in our world. Next week, Tuesday, 10 o'clock, we'll be speaking the words of Rabbi Ashlag in his 12 essays. Wednesday at 10 o'clock, we'll be speaking about mitzvot and the intention and kavanah one is required to search for and have. And next Thursday, we will be reading from the Parasha of Yitro. Have a beautiful evening, a beautiful Shabbat. And know that the Shabbat is the song of the sea. Shabbat Shira, the Shabbat of the song. A very positive, beneficial item comes to us this Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom.